This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 348 for Wednesday, April 12th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are mostly lower on Wednesday, with gains only in the nearby May contract. At the final settlement, that May canola contract advances $1.70 at $771 per ton, and the July contract falls $5 at $742.10 per ton. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed are down hard, and there's additional pressure coming from losses in Chicago soy oil. Increases in global crude oil prices are lending support to the vegetable oils. An analyst warns that the new crop November canola contract is poised to slip below $700 per ton, with support pegged at $680. Crush margins are rebounding a little, continuing to underpin canola values. Louis Dreyfus is expanding its canola plant in Yorkton to be able to crush 2.5 million tons by 2025. The Canadian dollar is stronger on Wednesday, with the loonie at 74.47 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 74.17. Export group Anex says Brazil's soybean exports for April are forecast to hit 14.38 million tons, up from Anex's previous call of 13.74 million. The group cites reduced exports out of Argentina, with customers turning to Brazil and other countries. Anec also says Brazil corn exports for April are projected to be 207,000 tons, falling 78% from last April. France says there's a 9.3% increase in its planted rapeseed acres at 3.3 million. France's soft wheat planted acres are 11.8 million, and barley comes in at 4.5 million. The United States Department of Agriculture is set to release its export sales report tomorrow morning. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are mixed on Wednesday. The May contract advances 7 cents at $15.04 per bushel. May soy oil loses almost 9-tenths of a cent at 54 U.S. cents per pound. May soy meal is up $1.40 at $460.20 per short ton. Corn is steady to higher, with its May contract adding a nickel at $6.56 per bushel. Oats are lower, with its May contract losing 4.5 cents at $3.36. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed, as Chicago May adds 5.5 cents at $6.79.5. Kansas City May turns around to lose a nickel at $8.63.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis May also turns around to lose 4.5 cents at $8.58. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday, April 12th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.